Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Join us for Pesach Ideas and Inspiration. Mrs. Elisheva Kamenetsky will be sharing ideas about how to engage your teen at the Seder, from matzah to meaning, Thursday night, April 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. Learn more and sign up at ouwomen.org/Pesach25. And now for today's perek.
Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian, and today we will be continuing our study of Tehillim Perek Memches, another perek attributed to or sung by the sons of Korach. And a familiar perek it is, since it is the Shir Shel Yom of Monday. It is a mizmor dedicated to the heavenly city of Yerushalayim, to which our hearts are constantly tuned, a city whose name we invoke multiple times throughout our day, in our lives, in our tefillah, during Birchas HaMazon, on Chagim, on festivals, and during every one of our life cycle events. Yerushalayim is the city that literally never sleeps because it is the city of God. This perek actually follows thematically after our last perek, which spoke of the nations and of Am Yisrael joining in unison, accepting Hashem as their God at the time of Mashiach. And what is the epicenter of this incredible event? None other than the city of Jerusalem, the place where the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. We are likely to relate to the descriptions within this perek. For those of us who are lucky enough to live in the city, or for those of us who have the opportunity to visit, the descriptions come alive as we walk the holy streets or breathe the air of Yerushalayim. The words resonate with us now, and we look forward to the time of Mashiach when we will see the manifestation of the beauty of the city in a multifaceted and extensive way. This is a perek of Yerushalayim, yet there is no mention of the city at all. There's no word Yerushalayim mentioned even once within this perek, but the identity of the city that is described within this mizmor is obvious. Yefei Nof, Mesos Kol Haaretz, the seat of beauty and happiness. What other city can be described as such other than Yerushalayim? Psukim Aleph and Beis, Shir Mizmor Levnei Korach, Gadol Hashem Umhulo Ma'od, Be'ir Elokeinu Har Kadsho. There is a sense of pride as we sing about our ties and affection to this city. The beauty is a physical and spiritual one that reflects the greatness of God. Hashem is great and praised within the city that is the city of our God, His holy mountain. The name Tzion is used to identify the city. Tzion, coming from the word Tzion, a marker, says Rav Hirsch, something readily identifiable, and that is Yerushalayim. Pasuk 3, Gimel, Yefei Nof, Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion, Yarkesei Tzafon, Kiryas Melech Rav. It is the most beautiful of all places, the source of happiness. Har Tzion in the north, it is a city of great royalty. Kiryas Melech Rav, the city of the ultimate king, Hashem, or Kiryas Melech Rav, it was the seat of the Davidic kingdom. Yefei Nof. Nof speaks to the multifaceted beauty of Jerusalem, and the explanations are varied. Is it because of the scenery and the vistas, or is it because of the almost tangible feelings of holiness that testifies to its beauty, just as a palace testifies to the greatness of the king that resides there? Or is the beauty because it is like a nof, a branch that supports and nourishes the other twigs of the tree? Yerushalayim is the epicenter of the world. It is the nerve center of the world. Or nof, meaning elevated, like think the Omer Tnufa, the raising up of the Omer offering. Jerusalem is elevated. It is elevated physically and spiritually. It is the Mesos Kol Haaretz. The seat of beauty. Is the beauty the result of the fact that it is the source of happiness, or is the source of happiness because of its incredible beauty? Or perhaps, as Rashi suggests, it brought a sense of relief and joy as our ancestors were able to bring sacrifices at the temple that brought atonement, a sense of relief and joy as a result. Is it the source of happiness because it was and will be the site of the Beis HaMikdash? As we know, at every Simcha, we invoke the destruction of the temple because our celebrations are reduced because there is no Beis HaMikdash. Hence, we look forward to the day when Jerusalem will once again have the Beis HaMikdash within its borders and will indeed be the source of eternal and authentic happiness. Pasuk Dalid 4, Elokim ba'amrnoseha no da'at lemiskav. Indeed, it is a heavenly and godly city because God dwells in its figurative palaces and is known as a protection. And Psukim Hey through Ches 5 through 8 speak from the perspective of foreign nations looking in. And these psukim can take on varied approaches. The nations look towards Yerushalayim. The city is in their crosshairs as they want to attack and take Yerushalayim as their own, but could not penetrate the city. So Pasuk Hey, V'hine hamlachim no'adu avru yachdav. People gather to attack the city. Either it is a story of the past, a story of the present, or a story of the future time of Melchemes Gog u'Magog, where others tried or will try to take over the city. And Hema Ra'u Kein Tamahu Nevalu Nechpazu. At the mere sight of it, they were stunned, they were terrified, and they panicked. And Pasuk Zayin, Ra'ada Achazasam Sham Chiel Kayuleda. They were seized with an unbelievable trembling like a woman in the throes of labor. Pasuk Ches Baruch Kadim Tishaber Anios Tarshish. Just as the Tarshish fleet was wrecked in an easterly gale, their fear was like that of one who was on a boat from Tarshish, about to be drowned as the boat was caught up in a storm with the easterly wind that threatens to topple the boat. Or this was referring to an actual attempt by an enemy force, perhaps, coming from Tarshish, a Mediterranean seaport. But the strong winds and storms broke and sunk their ships. The enemy forces were therefore prevented, or will be prevented, from entering the city. As we know, so many religions and people lay claim to this relatively small city of Jerusalem in the very tiny land of Israel. Nothing has changed. Or these psukim can be read from the perspective of others looking in at the magnificence and wonder of the city, and they want to behold and stay in the city. They don't want to attack it. They just want to be part of it. They saw and they were stunned. They were overcome by its magnificence. And they would say, if only the ships that brought us here from Tarshish could be destroyed by strong winds so that we could stay in this city. Either way, this is not an archaic understanding of the city. It is so relevant. Somehow the world is always focused on the city of Jerusalem. Pasuk Tes 9. Ka'asher shamanu kein ra'inu be'ir Hashem Tzavakos, be'ir Elokeinu, Elohim yichoneneha, ad olam sela. Just as we have heard, so have we seen with our eyes the city of God. We have heard from our prophets about the day when Jerusalem will be rebuilt. And in the future, we will behold the fruition of these words. And, Baruch Hashem, we are currently able to walk the streets and behold the spiritual and physical beauty of Yerushalayim. We are indeed getting closer to the day when we can see it completely rebuilt. Diminu Elokim Chastecha Bekerv Hechalecha in Pasuk Yod 10. We dreamed of the time that we would see a full manifestation of your Chesed Hashem in the midst of your sanctuary. We wait for that day to come when we will see all the manifestations of Hashem's name in every corner of the earth. So as you see, this could have been a song that was sung as people were being Ola Regel, as they went up to Jerusalem for the three festivals, to the Beis HaMikdash. It could be a song that is a future song, but either way, it speaks to the beauty and the universal reverence of the city of Yerushalayim. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis continue to describe Jerusalem as a reflection of Hashem's greatness and the joy that is palpable as a result. And Pasuk Yud Gimel directs us to take advantage when we are in the city. Sobu Tzion v'hakifuha, sifru migdaleha. Walk around Tzion and circle it, v'hakifuha, like hakafos, and count its towers. And Pasuk Yud Dalet, shisu libchem l'cheila. Train your hearts on its ramparts, or l'cheila, its strength, or l'cheila, to the multitudes of people that flock to the city and somehow miraculously fit into the borders of Yerushalayim. Again, it could be a song of the past when people went up to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim. It can be a song of the future, or it's a song of the present. We're always training our hearts on Yerushalayim. Pasku Armanoseha, Leman Tesapru Lador Acharon. Elevate and continue to strengthen its palaces, as the city continues to do today, or behold the great palaces that are elevated so that you may tell the next generation. And while we do not have a fully rebuilt Yerushalayim today, we most certainly have the incredible opportunity to indeed circle the city, behold the structures and its hills and valleys and ancient paths, and witness the ancient melding with the modern as we are able to infuse more and more life into the city and indeed receive rejuvenation just by being in the city. And as I'm preparing for this parak, I'm actually visiting the city, looking out over the Jerusalem hills, and what a rejuvenation it is. Because after all, in Pasuk Tesvav 15, it is the city of God, our God. It is an eternal city that leads us and guides us until eternity. Ki ze Elokim Elokeinu olam va'ed. Jerusalem is synonymous with Hashem, hu yinahagenu almus, and it is a city that guides us until eternity. As we said, the name Yerushalayim is not mentioned in this parak, and in fact, the name Yerushalayim is actually not mentioned at all in all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, in all of the five books of the Torah. We have references to Yerushalayim about going up to the Beis HaMikdash in the Torah, but no explicit mention of the word of the name Yerushalayim. For example, in Devarim Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Hey, Lishichno, Sidrashu, Ubasa Shama. The place that Bnei Yisrael will bring Karbanos is the place that Hashem's presence dwells, aka Hishchina. You should seek it out, Sidrashu. And in Yeshaya, as if speaking to Yerushalayim herself, V'loch Yikarei Drusha, Ir Lona Ezava. You are a city that is sought out and attended to and sought out by Hashem as well as by the Jewish people. It's a city that is never forsaken. Indeed, it is not mentioned in the Torah itself, which hints to our eternal quest to search for it and find it. Someone relayed the following story that she had heard from an elderly Rebbetzin just a couple of weeks ago, Rebbetzin Neustadt, who used to go on missions with her husband to Russia in the 70s and 80s, where they would smuggle Jewish books and religious articles and try to spread more Jewish awareness and Torah to a Jewish population who knew so little but were thirsty for so much more. And on one of her trips, it happened to fall out over Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, they were in the big shul in Moscow, and there were hundreds of young kids in this minyan, most, if not all, never having davened on Yom Kippur, most, if not all, could not read Hebrew. There were a few machzorim that were shared by everybody as the prayers were explained by Rabbi Neustadt. At the end of Yom Kippur, at the end of Ne'ilah, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, that was when the congregation was supposed to say those words next year in Jerusalem, it was silent. It was eerily silent, and no one uttered those words next year in Jerusalem. Rabbi Neustadt did not understand why they hesitated and wouldn't say the words, until an elderly Jew whispered to Rabbi Neustadt and explained that they want so desperately to say these words, but they can't. They can't say next year in Jerusalem when the KGB is listening in. We can't show allegiance to Jerusalem over Moscow. But you, Rabbi Neustadt, who is not a Russian citizen, can say these words. Rabbi Neustadt sang these words, to which the entire congregation erupted in celebration and dancing. And Rebbetzin Neustadt said that in all of her years, that was the most uplifting Yom Kippur she had ever experienced. This is the longing of a distant Jew for Yerushalayim. They indeed personified Shisu Libchem L'Chela, as we read in this parak. Train your hearts on its strength. And as Yeshaya tells us, V'loch Yikarei Drusha Ir Lo Ne'ezava. A Jew's hearts and minds are constantly tuned in to the city of Yerushalayim, no matter where they are physically, spiritually, or emotionally. Parak Memches is a beautiful parak that describes the centrality of the city of Yerushalayim, its spiritual and emotional influence that stirs the hearts and minds of all those that really know her. Indeed, it is the Yefenof Misos Kol Haaretz. May we see it fully rebuilt in our time. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. Have a great day.